This is episode 2360 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day 6 of our series, To Release Hidden Fears. How are you doing? I wonder how your challenge is coming along. This week, you have had the challenge every day to focus on the kind of thoughts that spiral your emotions downward, noticing the stresses, the tension, the uncertainty, the anxiety, and to see if your fears are founded in truth, to question your fears, exploring them, and then to remain present with yourself as you go through these emotions. So if you're feeling anxious, allow yourself to feel anxious. Sit with yourself in your pain. In this week's series, you've been guided using different meditation techniques every day to help you manage fear and anxiety. And this is a special series by request if you experience OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And I encourage you to share this series with someone who's experiencing any kind of stress or trauma. These techniques are customized especially to help you feel safer and more grounded. You can always find the full half-hour guided meditations to this series if you need a little more support on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for a week free, so you could receive this entire week's 30-minute guided sessions absolutely free. That includes a journal and a guide with useful techniques right there at your fingertips. So as you get ready to do today's meditation, in the very next to the last episode of a series, our series lasts for a full week. We're at day 6. And don't worry if you're just joining us, because each episode is unique in and of itself, although each episode follows the week's theme. So you can always go back also and listen to the previous episodes in this series. This episode, you're going to be guided as you layer together all the meditation techniques we've explored all week long. I like to call this a flow meditation. So this is a release fear flow to feel more grounded. I want to share with you, as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, making sure your body is nice and comfortable. One of your fellow meditators reached out to let me know that one thing he does to make himself more present and to divert himself from compulsive thoughts or behavior, because he suffers from OCD, is to become engaged with all his senses. He'll notice colors and textures around him. He'll notice sounds. He'll look around the room. He'll look up. He'll look down. He'll look to his sides. He'll notice all the details around him, as many as he can focus on, and feel very present. And as I was doing research for this week's series, I came across an article which recommended doing just that if you struggle with OCD. It was recommended to ground yourself right where you are, engaging your senses to help you release that compulsive behavior and thought pattern that triggers an OCD event. So this is something that you could do that is recommended by the International OCD Foundation. As you close your eyes and begin to notice where you're holding tension right now, I invite you to gently touch or tap the area of your body where you're holding tension. Maybe you notice tension in your abdominal area. Simply lay your hand on your stomach. Maybe you feel your heart heavy. You could place your hand on your heart. Maybe your thoughts are repetitively negative. You could place your hand right at the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye, the prefrontal part of your brain that meditation activates. You may hold your hand in this week's mudra, the Kubera Mudra, known as the self-help mudra, to heal and soothe yourself. To do it, fold your little finger and your ring fingers downward in your palms, doing this with both hands. Tap your thumb to the tips of your middle and index fingers. The Kubera Mudra. You can hold this mudra over areas of your body where you feel tension. Mentally affirm, I am ever evolving. I am ever evolving. Begin to notice your breath with each inhale and exhale through your nose. I invite you to inhale to a number or count that feels right for you. Maybe that's 3 or 5 or even 8. Go ahead and inhale through your nose gently. Hold the pause between your inhale and exhale. Exhale gently through your nose. With each breath, feel as though you are creating the you that's yearning to evolve. You may feel stuck. You may feel trapped. With each breath, feel yourself open up and feel more grounded in who you are. Feeling safe and free to evolve on this new journey, focusing on your unique qualities that make you who you are. Continue inhaling and exhaling through your nose. Honoring your emotions, honoring your journey. You are so worth slowing down for.